Exeter SD narrows tax hike to 3.25%. Combination of maneuvers and anticipated funding closes gap, though costs continue rising. April 27, 2024. The Exeter Township School District continues its work on the 2024-25 budget and have narrowed the anticipated tax hike to 3.25% through a series of personnel cuts through attrition and anticipated added revenues from the state. Superintendent Dr. Christy Holler and Business Manager Brian Fike gave a not-so-brief budget update to the school board and public at the April 22 meeting. The personnel cuts are being made by not replacing teachers who are retiring. The administration has designated 5 teachers in this category. When asked by member Tim Morgan what the cost savings are per non-replacement, Fike replied, "Okay, minimum is $132,000. That's more like $160,000 to $165,000 because of people retiring. People retiring are usually at the top end of the scale." Explaining that seasoned teachers have had to be hired from other districts the last few years, Fike continued, "We are basically cannibalizing our industry by taking teachers from other schools that had 15 years of service and give them the 15 years of service here, so we didn't save any money when we hired a new teacher. But there is some savings now because it started to ease up on the number of teachers out there. But yeah, if you eliminate a position between $130,000 to $165,000. Fike put the number saved at nearly $750,000. Holler said that next year's budget is anticipated to be nearly $85.8 million, up more than $2.3 million from this year's $83.4 million. Expenses for everything are up, as all Americans are feeling in their wallets. One area that is up further than anticipated year over year is healthcare. The administration was anticipating an 8% hike in that area, but the Berks County Health Consortium's hike is 12%, totaling about $2 million. That alone is 86% of the budget increase. The board was polled by board president Jason Mell as to whether they were comfortable with a 3.25% tax increase, and if not, what they'd be comfortable cutting. This was done in order to give the administration a target to pursue as they come into the last month plus of budget preparation. Answers ranged from 2% being their comfort level to agreement with the 3.25%. Member Dr. Andrea Battler, a pharmacist, struggled with naming a number and cuts, going back and forth with herself. "I see so many people coming into the pharmacy that can't afford their inexpensive medications. Then I see people coming in that have thousands of dollars of medications they don't even need that are being paid for. So I'm uncomfortable with that 3.25% hike. However, I am not willing to cut. I'm not willing to say that we're ready to put something on the chopping block." Upon a reassessment while others spoke, Battler gave the number of 2% and said that raising class sizes was what she'd suggest. This led to a back and forth with Holler where the superintendent reminded her that that would lead to furloughing of teachers, not attrition cuts, which would raise elementary class levels, currently at 24, and projected to be 27 with the cut of 5 teachers they'd figured in, to over 30 per class. Battler then threw in coaching salaries, too, as a possible cut. After a discussion about what the dollar figure is that represents 2%, subtracted from the 3.25% on the table, Fike said that it is just under $600,000. Mel clarified her position, and she bravely stuck to it, stating, "It's not what I want, but what I'd be willing to do." The 3.25% number is what they will be working on going forward. It should be clarified that the state hasn't settled its aid to schools yet, and that the number could change either way. Discussion of a solar energy project focused on a presentation by Train. Train proposed a solar panel system at one school site that could offset energy usage for the district's buildings. They discussed incentives like the federal investment tax credit and a Pennsylvania House bill that would help pay for such a system. There was debate around pursuing solar further given uncertainties over incentives and the need for multiple vendor proposals. The board discussed next steps like reaching out to the township to explore the project and potentially hiring an energy consultant. The potential cost of the 4.5-megawatt system by Train would be $12.5 million, with annual savings in energy costs of about $400,000, which would give the district a 30-year payback timeline. This is a very preliminary discussion, and shouldn't be seized on as something that's going to happen. The skepticism in the room was thick. Director of Teaching and Learning Dr. Josh Hoyt presented the board with a new comprehensive plan for 2024-27. The MAECOM meeting will be held on Wednesday, May 8 at 6 p.m. The normal Tuesday meeting was changed to Wednesday due to multiple school concerts the night before.